What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
This is kind of where I've arrived, and this is how I'll say it. We're not giving Rafi Devers back. I have zero concerns about Rafi Devers, the baseball player, but what I'm noticing is you have two teams that are both sort of participating in a little bit of Rafi Devers propaganda. I think the Red Sox have largely engaged in a smear campaign, and I think the Giants at times are over here going, man, Rafi Devers is like the greatest human being that we've ever met. Great teammate. All he wants to do is play wherever he wants. We're all going to the press conference together. And I think that, like all things, the truth is somewhere in the middle. Rafi is clearly complicated. However, the Red Sox also had him for a long time and won a lot of games, including a World Series. So it's not like he could be that awful. But we came across this today from Dave Fleming's brother, Will, who's a broadcaster for the Red Sox, and he's on WEEI in Boston, our sister station, and he's recalling the first couple of days of Devers in San Francisco when Will was out here, because the Red Sox came to town. And he pointed this out about a supposed meeting with Will Clark.
I am to get big hitters, and they think he's going to win them divisions and hit a bunch. He's going to hit home runs. Of course he is. They don't yet know what is going to happen with the player. I was there the second day. Will Clark was there to work on ground balls with him at first base, and Rafi didn't show up. So that's the person that these guys have been dealing with for a long time.
Okay, so Will suggests, and by the way, not Will Clark, that's a good WEEI radio host impersonation sensation. Will,
that's
not Clark, but
cha-ching!
Will Fleming suggests that Rafi Devers stood Will Clark up. And we had a lot of, you know, the reporters were out there. It was like, oh, that's not really true. Is it true? Is it not true? The answer in this case is kind of both. Like, did he stand up Will Clark? I don't think Will looks at it that way, but it did come up on the No Filter Network with Eric Burns and Will Clark, and Will said yes, he was over there to work with Devers, and Devers didn't show up, but there were good reasons for that. Here's what Will said.
So Matt Williams and Bob Melvin want me to go out there and work with him around first base. No problem. And we weren't going to go through anything physical. We're just going to walk through and say, hey, look, if throw's coming from over there, stand this way. If throw's coming from over there, stand that way. It wasn't going to be this big thing, right? And Friday, Saturday, Sunday, he did not come out early at all, period. Not at all. Now, in fact, he didn't even hit on the field, right? And everybody's like, oh, my God, I'm so sorry, Will. I'm so sorry. I'm like, hey, don't worry about it. I said, I know what the happened. I said, he didn't want to go out and be at first base and be 20 feet in front of their freaking dugout with, you know, what went on in Boston. And now he's working with me at first base. He didn't want to have to go through all that bull through the press and the media. And so, anyway, so I completely understand. But Rafael Devers, the next time I'm in San Francisco, your ass will be on the field at first base. Just letting you know that. Just from the
But if he's not going to go out, he's going to tell you.
Hey, look, even if I got to go grab you by the back of the neck and drag your ass out there, you will be at first base.
Oh, my God. Oh, there's a lot here. There's a lot here. Will and not Fleming. Now let's just talk about Will Clark. It sounds to me like he's giving Rafi, and it's Devers, not Devers, but whatever. He's giving Rafi Devers a pass. I can't tell if Will made up in his mind why Rafi didn't come.
Or maybe he was told that.
Maybe, because he said Giants personnel are running up to Will and apologizing to him that Devers didn't come out there. But Will says, no, that's because he doesn't want to do this right in front of the Red Sox.
Yeah.
It'd almost be like an unbearable bleep you for him to go work out at first
base
right in front of the Red Sox dugout when for months he wouldn't go play first base. So that's probably true.
It's the kind of thing that might get you dotted in a ball game.
Maybe, but it also sounds like, I don't know that Rafi has said that to Will. It sounds like they haven't talked at all.
And it also sounds like Will is allowing that to be a reason and a good reason, but also, I mean, we're just going to walk through. I was going to tell him how to take a throw from over there, take one from over there, and that's all we're going to do. And I love it. And then you can hear himself getting worked up, and then the S-bombs start flying, and, you know, Burnsy's just, you know, hey, Mario, Willie the Dibs, lay out.
Yeah.
Burnsy's, lay out. So he lays out, and that's a good explanation, and it does make sense about, you know, first base is literally right in front of their dugout.
It does, yeah.
It's like, look at me, I'm playing first, guys. How about me? Look at me with a first baseman's glove. Isn't this cool?
I hadn't even thought of it, to
me
be
either.
Honest with you. The idea of him working out at first base, which, if you know Oracle Park, is literally right in front of the visiting dugout. Yeah, that might have caught some looks.
Look at this jabroni. Look at this guy.
This freaking guy.
Right? We begged him.
Oh,
we had a guy
God.
Get hurt, out for the year.
Yeah.
Nah, I'm not playing first. He comes here and it's, I'll do anything they ask. And now he's out there just positioning his feet,
look,
and taking throws from over there and over there.
Over there. Yeah, look, here's where I'm at on this. Rafi Devers is a great player. I'm really thrilled still that he's a San Francisco Giant. Do I think that Boston is a little butthurt? I do think that Boston and anybody associated with it, David Ortiz, and whether it's Will Fleming and what's my man's name, Papelbon, if you all are a little butthurt, I do. I think that you are overdoing your campaign a little bit about this, but I also think they have some reasons for feeling as they do. And if you're asking me if at some point over the supposed 7.5 years that remain between Devers and the Giants, are there going to be some clubhouse and emotional bumps in the road? Yeah, probably. I would bet so. I think Rafi is more to handle than some. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, it's new.
That's what I think.
New situation, new position. He doesn't probably know Will Clark super well yet. I don't even know if he'd ever met him in his life.
I don't even know if he knows who he is.
Right.
And I would hope.
I do think
knows.
The confluence of the events, the timing of his former team being literally right there in the dugout, I do think that leads to it. It doesn't mean he's soft. It just means he probably wasn't comfortable going out there and doing that.
Yeah. No, and I think that that's completely fair. And among the things that we asked Landon Roop today, we asked him about Devers as a teammate. So that's part of the conversation that you're going to hear right now. Glad you're with us. Glad you're getting to hear this if you didn't the first time around. Landon Roop, starting pitcher for the Giants. Here's our conversation with him from earlier in this show. Landon, thank you for doing it. Nice job last night, man.
Hey, guys. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Thank you for having me on. Looking forward to it.
Thank you for doing it. And Landon, to what level are you sort of feeling solidified now as a member of this starting rotation and what that may mean for the rest of the year?
Yeah, I'm feeling pretty good about it. But also I kind of like to look at it as a way of, always competing for the spot. You know, just just going out there every time and competing and giving it everything I have. And, you know, in this game, it's someone can take your spot real quick. So just trying to keep that and keep competing.
What were you able to glean from last year's four starts that helped you in the offseason get ready for being one of the guys every 5 days?
Just confidence. And, you know, it felt like all year I wanted to start and I never got the opportunity, just with going up and down. And then finally there at the end, I got four starts under my belt. And, you know, it just gave me confidence that I can be a starter at this level, and went into the offseason knowing that, and just got to work and worked on my changeup has gotten a lot better this year, and worked on the cutter. So just going in that offseason, just knowing that I had to add some more pitches to my arsenal if I wanted to go deep into games.
Landon, I'm glad you brought up that whole process last year going up and down. And it happens. It happens to a lot of young guys. But I know it was much more a part of the Giants culture in recent years than it has been this year. What has that meant to the guys that largely y'all know who's going to be in the major league clubhouse most days?
Yeah, and it just shows, you know, how Buster looks at things. You know, he's been a player, and he knows that guys go through times where they're going to struggle and they're going to come out better on the other side of it. So, and honestly, I'll be honest with you, my first couple starts, I guarantee you, if this was last year, I would have been sent down. So just thanks to him for believing in me and letting me work through some things and just learning at this level. But yeah, I mean, it gives all the guys, the younger guys, confidence knowing that if they have one bad game or two bad games, that, you know, they're not going to be sent down right away and have to fight for their way back up. It's just, I mean, this game is, you learn each day, you learn each outing, and that's what it's about. So,
yeah, it's awesome to see you grow in real time, you know, every fifth day when you're out there. And it's got to be kind of neat and helpful to have a vet like Justin Verlander in the room as well. And I was just looking, when he debuted, you were 6 years old. So how much of Verlander do you remember, and how helpful has he been?
Yeah, I was very young. But I do remember watching him as I was growing up. I truly don't remember that much. But I do remember the name, and I've always known the name in baseball. And just to have him in the locker room and as a friend and just someone I can lean on in times of, you know, need, when I need to know more about a situation, you know, he, for me, I lean more on Logan for pitch types and how to throw that, just cause we're more similar in that area. But, Verlander has all the knowledge in the world about every single thing in baseball. You can ask him any question and he's got a thought out answer for it. So, just, you know, leaning on him in situations that involve the game, like mid-game, like mentality and stuff like that is huge. And just having him around, I mean, he's a Hall of Famer who's been in the league going on 20 years. So just really cool to get the opportunity to suit up with him and you know, share a locker room with him.
Landon Roop is joining us here on Willard and Dibbs, 95.7 The Game. He threw five strong last night in the Giants' 3-1 victory over the Phillies. Landon, while we're talking about future Hall of Famers, and, you know, you mentioned Buster Posey and the way he kind of runs this clubhouse, I wonder how you processed the big Devers trade from this perspective. The fact that they were willing to give up Kyle Harrison had to register with you in some sort of a way, in terms of how they see your future and Birdsong's future. Is that accurate? How did that trade sort of register with you?
Yeah, you know, at first I didn't really think of it that way. But, you know, Kyle's been a friend since I got with the Giants organization. And, you know, we were all getting ready for the game. I think I just got out of the shower and put my clothes on and was about to go back out. And Kyle comes in the locker room crying. And my first thought was, man, he got hurt while he was warming up. Cause I mean, you never think somebody's gonna get traded right before their start. So, but I mean, it was a relief when he said, you know, he got traded, because my whole thought was he was hurt. But, you know, just, I don't know. It was crazy in the time. Like I said, it was right before his start, so I couldn't imagine what was going through his head. But he's an unreal pitcher, and I think he's only going to get better. And you know, I wish him all the best over there. But as far as for me and Birdsong, I think it just shows, you know, the confidence they have in us to grow and be a part of this rotation, and even making the rotation out of spring training. It just gave me a huge boost in confidence, knowing that, you know, they believe in me and I'm able to work through some problems up here and just learn. So, yeah, it gives me a bunch of confidence going forward.
Landon, I appreciate you bringing everybody in the clubhouse in that sort of a way. I don't know if we knew the way Kyle kind of took that news. So he was in tears when he came in?
Yeah, I think it was more so like, because when I hugged him, it was more so like, I love you guys. I've always wanted to be in the Giants organization and stuff like that. But I think what I told him, I was like, the game doesn't change, you know, just because you're on a different team, it doesn't change. Just go out there and be great. And kind of piggyback off what Webby said, you know, he's going to be a superstar over there. So super happy for that opportunity for him and wish him nothing but the best.
Yeah, a chance to see him and maybe even face off against him down the road with this new interleague where you get to play everybody all the time.
Yep.
How much is the previous day's pitcher motivational for you? In other words, you know, Robbie Ray is out there and Logan Webb, and they're dominant. And when you get the ball, do you feel not extra pressure, but almost a responsibility to try to keep the bar high?
Yeah, no doubt. You know, you see those guys go out there every fifth day, and you know, Webby's two games before me, and Robbie's right after me. So I get a show. Well, I mean, all of our starters are pretty good, and we know we compete. But just watching those guys, the two all-stars from this year, just you can do nothing but learn. And Webby's been around for 6-7 years, Robbie 10+. So just taking in all the knowledge and just watching how they go about their business. But yeah, super excited.
Landon, I think fans have a lot of questions about both you and Hayden with regard to how long you can go this season, because both of you are headed for all-time highs in terms of innings pitched. So can you take us through the entire thought process on, is there an innings limit? How do you discuss this with the team, and what is the plan going forward?
Yeah, that's been a popular question as of recently. But as far as I know, we have not talked about it at all. At least it hasn't been brought up to me. So my plan is to, you know, stay healthy, get in the training room, get in the weight room, work out, and just stay healthy and be able to go out there every fifth day and help these guys and our team get to a playoff. So for me, it's, like I said, just staying healthy and going out there and competing and giving our team the best chance to win.
What things do you do in between starts that you're hoping can really help you stretch out that innings limit and maybe keep you fresher as you get into August and September?
Really just like today, I'm taking it super easy. I don't touch a baseball. I don't even go outside on the field. So I go in, I get a full body treatment, and just kind of relax and take the day. And then tomorrow I'll work out and toss the ball around. And then I have a bullpen the next day. So, really just, you know, I kind of got this from Webby. He's given me a lot of, tips and ways to, cause you, obviously we see it every year. He throws 200 plus innings. So, he kind of seems like he knows what he's doing. So, but yeah, I got that from Webby. Just, you know, there's no need to beat your body up two times in under 24 hours. So taking that whole next day has been really helpful for me on recovery and just being able to go out there every fifth day and try to throw 5+.
How much nicer is the full body work the day after a win as opposed to a loss?
A lot better after a win, but it's pretty good either way. But I would definitely say mentality-wise, a lot better after a win.
Well, and you might have even registered a statistical win if it hadn't been for the weird spin on that Stott double that ended up going off of Wilmer Flores' leg last night. I wanted to ask you, you have such a devastating curve. The spin on that hit, do you think that that was from your curveball?
I don't really know, honestly. I talked to Wimmer about it, and he said, dude, I've never seen a hop like that. And I was, because from my point of view, I couldn't see it. So, and when I came in the dugout, everybody was saying, like, that's the weirdest hop I've ever seen. So it could have had something to do with that, but it also could have been just something on the field that that kind of interfered with the way it hopped. But I do remember that last Bryce Harper at bat, I threw him a curveball, and he fouled it. He barely tipped it and fouled it off, and it looked like some of the either the seams or the leather on the baseball had, like, come off, like, when it was spinning. So I don't know if that was my curveball or just the way he hit it, but it was pretty crazy.
I've heard of people hitting the cover off the ball. I have never heard of people, like, pitching and spinning the cover off of the ball landed.
Yeah. I don't know if it was that, but it'd be pretty cool if it was, wouldn't it?
It really would. Landon Roop is with us on 95.7 The Game. Hey, how's Rafi Devers as a teammate?
He's awesome. You know, just waiting on – I mean, he looked comfortable from the day he got here, and he looked happy to be here. And he's a huge addition to this lineup, and just really excited to have him just – absolutely compete for us. And obviously he's going through a little struggle right now, but like I said earlier in the call, everyone does that. And when he comes back and gets going, it's going to really boost this lineup. And there's no telling where we'll be able to go.
Landon, we love having you. Great stuff last night. Before you go, you ready to have a little fun so we can get to know you even better and do the big finish?
Oh yeah, let's do it.
Okay, here we go. All right, Landon Roop on the big finish, and these are our wonderful categories put together by my partner here, Dan Dibley. You have to pick one category, okay? Your categories are either Fruit Roops or Carolina on my mind.
Carolina on my mind.
Carolina on my mind. All right, here we go. What do you miss most about living in North Carolina?
Hunting and fishing, for sure.
Which do you prefer, hunting or fishing? If you had to choose one on a lazy Saturday afternoon, which one do you go with?
That's hard. Is there any way I can do both?
I suppose fishing essentially is hunting. Yeah, you're hunting fish,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it's a lot of hours in the day, you know?
I think if I had to choose and I couldn't do both, I would probably go hunting. It's just, for me, it's just very peaceful. I'm out in the woods and just seeing God's creation come alive. So it's pretty awesome for me.
What's the best fish that you've ever caught, Landon?
Oh, I was actually in a sportsman book when I was, I think, 7 years old. I may be wrong on the age there, but I caught a 5-pound speckled trout down in Bellhaven with my grandpa. And I think at the time, he lived in a little neighborhood. And I think at the time it was the biggest speckled trout ever caught in that area. So I got put in the sportsman book for it, and I still have the book at home. It's like a magazine. So that was probably my coolest moment fishing.
That's pretty awesome. A 7-year-old catching a 5-pounder, that's almost like shooting your age in golf.
Seriously.
You get to that level.
And you don't come across very many 5-pound speckled trout in North Carolina either. So it was pretty cool.
Especially pulled by a 7-year-old. Question number two, I know you went to UNC Wilmington, but growing up, were you a Duke household or a North Carolina household?
Absolutely neither.
Oh,
Wake Forest in the building?
We were split. So my dad was UNC. My mom was ECU because my dad and mom both graduated from ECU. And my brother was also UNC, and I was NC State. I love the Wolfpack.
Okay.
So.
NC State. Yep. No, that works. Okay, last one. Carolina is known for musical variety. What is your favorite type of music and favorite artist?
Country music, for sure. And I think my favorite artist as of now is Cody Johnson.
Okay. Like, you don't get walk-up songs when you're a pitcher, do you?
No, we do. We do.
You do. You do. Just like when you're heading out for the first inning?
Yes.
Okay.
Correct.
And is that like what's your walkout song?
Sleeping on the Blacktop by Culture Wall.
Okay.
We're going to have put that in the rotation.
No doubt. By the way.
Yeah, you should give it a listen. That's a good one.
Landon, you didn't pick Fruit Roops, but one of the questions, I got to know, what was your favorite sugary breakfast cereal when you were 7 years old and catching fish?
I'm going to have to go with Reese's Pieces.
Oh, see?
Okay. I mean.
Reese's, whatever they are.
Yeah.
No,
you got it. Yeah, those little Reese's Puffs, those little things. Yeah. Yeah, that works. Yep. My son loves those too.
Great answer. I was really hoping you'd go with Fruit Roops, but I understand.
Yeah, I know. We got a little bit of both.
Yep.
Hey,
I'll eat any cereal. I love Captain Crunch. I love Cinnamon Toast Crunch. I love it all. Cereal's one of my favorites.
So you're still rocking cereal now, huh?
Yeah, I eat it in the clubhouse every now and then.
Oh man,
and that was a solid rotation right there. You know. Really good variety.
I'll mix in some Fruit Loops every now and then.
Okay.
There you go.
I think that's what we were going for.
Kind of.
Perfect. Yeah. Hey, Landon, thank you so much for doing it. Great job last night. Keep it up, and thank you.
I appreciate it. Thank you all for having me.
Landon Roop, last night's air quotes winning pitcher, even though he did not get the win. He certainly pitched well enough to get it. 5 innings, 1 run. Giants win the game 3-1.
It's actually 28 wins by starters, 22 by the pen.
By the relievers.
So the relievers are not out of it.
No.
You know, only down by 6.
How many wins? 28?
Yep.
And Robbie Ray has 9 of them?
I thought it was 8, but...
8 or 9?
Yep.
Okay. And Logan Webb has 8 or 9 of them?
Yeah, how many does Verlander have?
don't
Justin, did we lose you? Robbie, 9. Logan...
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
8.
Okay.
Roop 6. Birdsong 3. Hixie 1. And the aforementioned
Kyle Harrison.
Yeah. And yeah. I'm not making light of it. I am making light of it, but that was a touching tale that he told.
It was really touching. And I don't want to speak to what someone else's tears are. Is it like almost, is it just that I'm leaving home? Is it that I'm leaving my teammates? Is it the, I would imagine, tremendous ego slap that it is to be traded, especially when you're less than a year removed from being the next big hope for an entire organization? I imagine that to be, I've always thought about this, by the way. Like, it's funny that he was just talking about fishing, because in my mind, they're almost like, being traded is like the human version of being a fish. When people are fishing, which is just like, I'm just...
What is going on here?
No, here's what I mean.
I mean. Where he's going.
Yeah, like, I'm cruising around doing my day.
Yep.
And then all of a sudden...
In comes this hook.
Out of flipping nowhere, you changed my entire life in a massive way. And all I was trying to do was just like, go do my thing that day.
Try to get somebody out.
Right.
He was going to start, right?
He was going to start against the Dodgers.
Okay.
Like, and so I've always like, imagine being a fish and I'm just trying to find a snack. And the next thing you know, I'm flopping around out of the water and somebody's taking a selfie with me.
Yeah.
That's a lot. That's really, imagine.
Well, you hope it's catch and release.
You hope.
And not catch and fillet.
Not all fish can do that. And maybe it is catch and eat. Who knows? But imagine every time, you know, you go to the vending machine and you're just like, man, I've got a little hankering.
Yeah.
And you stick your card there and okay, I'll do F2. God, fly through the ceiling. And you're next thing, you're floundering. You're flying around. Someone's holding you by your face. Like, very unsettling. Imagine going to work and they call you in and they're like, you now live in Boston.
Right. If you're lucky.
What?
Actually, you're going to go live in Worcester.
Worcester, Mass.
By the time you get off the plane in Boston, they got a bus ticket for you.
Right. Oh, you're
going to Worcester.
You're not just being traded. You're also being sent down.
Right. That is kind of like catching fillet.
Like, can anybody imagine? I mean, obviously, there are horrific things happen where you get a phone call in the middle of your day. But outside of that, like, the idea that you would start your day with no sense that anything's happening, and by nightfall, you live on the other side of the country, nobody can relate to that.
Imagine if they had that in all businesses, if it was just standard. You know, my wife's right. A PE teacher in the town in which we live,
yeah.
And the principal comes into the gym, classes is over, I got to talk to Mrs. Dibley. Yeah, you're now teaching in Topeka.
Exactly.
And yeah, here are your arrangements, and yeah, you start Monday. It's the same thing. It's K-5 PE. You're going to love it. Kansas is nice this time of year.
Or not the same thing. Or Topeka has decided to send you down to basically go get your credential again. You're going to get it again. I know you already got it. You got to go get the Topeka credential.
If every single employee was open to be traded, and I've thought about it as a kind of a fun bit for probably not April Fools for our business, but I've thrown it out to previous program directors like, you should concoct a bit where you just trade one of us to one of our sister stations and just for a week.
Ooh.
And we would acquire a host from like,
ooh,
wherever, you know?
That's actually a fun idea.
Even like, is it RJ and Shan in Dallas? Are they,
yeah.
I think they're a part of us, or you could go through all the stations and,
you want to go host in Boston for a week?
Who's that guy we love in Pittsburgh? Pony.
Oh, Andrew. Filippone.
Yeah, Filippone. Breaking news. Andrew Filippone's been dealt to 95.7 The Game.
Dude, that's
Dan
a great
Dibley.
Question. That's a great question. That's a really good question, Dibs.
Pony.
I mean,
dude, he name dropped you.
Yeah, we're close. I followed him on X about an hour before the interview, and I think that He saw that.
You know what's funny?
That would be fun, though.
It would be really fun, especially because in this particular case, I mean, if we did this with EEI in Boston, and you just go out there with takes that people hate.
Oh, I'd show up in a Deffers jersey.
Yeah, you just get out
City
there
Connect.
And be like, my gosh, have any of you all seen a team player better than Rafi Devers? Like, he just...
Did you guys see the video of him picking it at first in the pregame?
By the way, that's happening right now as we speak.
It is? I was making that up.
Yeah, no, 95.7 The Game's digital squad is on the scene at Oracle Park tonight, and there is news. Devers is over at first base. He's got a first baseman's glove. He is taking grounders and throws over at first. However, Bob Melvin...
Over there and over there.
Over there and over there. And Bob Melvin has announced there will not be any Rafi at first base until after the All-Star break, but that is solely due to the nagging injuries that he is battling. Though Rafi, in a separate interview, said the back discomfort, you got the back and the groin, but the back discomfort started 2 or 3 days after he arrived in San Francisco, but in his opinion is A, not a big deal, and B, does not affect his swing or his ground balls over at first base.
How about his ability to run?
Yes.
Looks like he's in a little bit of pain.
He's already admitted that.
Yeah.
It does affect him rounding third and heading for a collision at the plate. Yes, it does. He already said he would have scored on that. Was it in Arizona? I think it was in Arizona. He's like, I would have scored if I was 100% healthy. So, yes, that one gets affected. But I don't know. Like, did those two pieces of information not match up? My back does not affect my play over at first. And Bob Melvin in the next sentence is like, he's not going to play first until after the break because of the injuries. Is it the groin that's affecting him over at first base? Or are they just being very cautious, which would make sense? Or is Rafi Devers doing that athlete thing, which is no matter how hurt I am never going to say that it affects my play?
Maybe in light of this little exchange today from WEEI, our sister station, and Will Clark,
World
Deuces Wild, you know, I'm sure these players hear everything. And when Rafi Devers is in the news for maybe the wrong reason, it's like, Skip, I'm going to go out there and take some ground balls just to quiet the storm a little bit.
Well, what Slesser wrote was that Devers told her that his back discomfort isn't affecting his time working out at first base. Maybe the Giants just don't feel comfortable actually playing him in a game there until it completely goes
bad.
But it's not impacting his time to get ready at first.
No, and quite frankly, at this point, in this moment, it doesn't feel that urgent anyway. You platoon or kind of do a platoon light of Flores and Dominic Smith. If Flores's bat was as hot as it was earlier in the year, I'd have a bigger issue with this and the urgency would be higher. But the difference right now between Wilmer Flores and Dom Smith, especially when you factor in the defense, because Dom Smith is much better over there, and you can kind of platoon those guys at first and keep Rafi at DH, and you've only got 5 more games until the break. And then maybe at that point, he's feeling a little bit better, and you're ready to rock when they arrive in Toronto after the All-Star break. That's fine. Dom Smith is in the lineup playing first base tonight.
Yeah. All right. I mean, it's no great rush, and, you know, you've done well so far without Devers at first, and you keep the bat in the lineup, and, you know, when you face a righty, you give Wilmer a day, and then when you face a lefty, you pop him back out there at first, and it does feel like the Devers first base experience is coming sooner rather than later, so that gets exciting after the break.
Yeah, well, interesting, for sure. By the way, on this Devers and first base and Will Clark conversation, guess
what kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. and it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
That's what we've got. We've got a fresh tweet from guess who?
I have no idea. Susan Flusser?
No. Jonathan Papelbon.
All right, Pap.
Paps has weighed in. You weren't here that day, were you?
No. Maybe we can make a trade. Shasky for Papelbon. We'll send Shasky to Boston. We'll take Paps. Hey, Pappy, we'll take a week of Pappy.
I'm out on that trade. I'm not doing
it's
that
Shasky
trade.
And Pappy.
Yeah. First of all, salaries don't match. Second of all,
it gets complicated.
Just a guess. But anyway.
Gotta keep us out of the second apron.
Second of all, I don't want that drop in intelligence.
Players, I think the Giants got the better end of the deal.
Yeah.
Which you're just talking about statistical stats.
I mean,
I'm going to keep Shasky. Yeah. I'm going to keep Butch right here.
Yeah, me too, Shasky. I didn't mean to package you, but I'm just looking, and we got a lot of sports stations in this country.
Yeah, we do.
We could get into some fun 3- and 4-team deals. We could package, I mean,
send everybody out of deals. Well, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
He doesn't want to be doing this anymore anyway. So
I am so out.
Yeah.
I think Philly. Perfect fit at IP. Get him back to his roots.
They would eat him alive.
I don't have a strong opinion. I see both sides.
Get this guy out of here. Yeah.
This guy is such a D.
You know?
I think both make good points.
Yeah.
What'd you say to me? What came out of your mouth? I think it'd be fun, bit. I'm going to pitch it tomorrow.
That's a good idea.
I won't be here. That's I'm going to text the boss right now.
This is a high-budget suggestion, though.
That's the bottom line.
There's a lot of plane flights that you're room and board that you're suggesting here. Like, I mean...
Be a full-on trading places. I go live with Filippone's family. He comes and stays with Mai. Filippone, I don't him.
This isn't a trade. This is radio swap.
Basically.
You're like, I didn't know everybody's going to be staying with each other's wives and stuff.
We got to cut costs.
I mean, my God. Are we taking care of dogs and cats, too? This is sounding less fun by the minute.
Maybe we trade you to WORD, Greenville Spartanburg.
Can we wait a couple weeks? I'm not letting some dude come out here and marry Christy. Like, we're not doing this.
Like, that's actually funny. I sure as heck do.
I left Boston, went out to the Bay Area, and immediately got a week and a half vacation and ended up in Jamaica with some lady.
I like this, Big Dibs.
It's pretty good.
Pretty good.
No.
All right.
Anyway, Papelbon quote tweeted, WEEI's Afternoons sent out the video of Will Fleming saying that Devers stood up Will Clark over there at first base. And Papelbon tweeted and said, first, he ignored David Ortiz. Now, Will Clark is Devers this big of a dumbass? Jonathan Papelbon.
I love it. I mean, is he this big of a dumbass? I don't think so, but he's out there taking grounders tonight.
And that's a great question.
Dude, we are having the Country Boy Clam Bake on this radio station today. This is unbelievable. You got Will Clark, Landon Roop, and Jonathan Papelbon, and everybody's just hucking everything at everybody. You get your butt out there at first base. Are you that big of a dumbass? Hunting and fishing.
Grab me by the scruff of your neck. All of it.
What is happening right now?
Yeah, we've got some characters on today.
Yeah.
What is going on here?
Papelbon weighing in.
The area radio has never sounded like this.
No. Certainly not with you and I.
This is just a big country song today. Oh, my gosh. That's funny. Anyway, that's where we're at on Rafi Devers. Papelbon thinks he's a dumbass. Roop thinks he's a phenomenal teammate. He said this.
He's awesome. Just waiting on, I mean, he looked comfortable from the day he got here, and he looked happy to be here. And he's a huge addition to this lineup, and just really excited to have him just absolutely compete for us. And obviously he's going through a little struggle right now, but like I said earlier in the call, everyone does that. And when he comes back and gets going, it's going to really boost this lineup, and there's no telling where we'll be able to go.
Sounds like Roop thinks that if Devers was here last year, he'd get sent down.
Right, right, because he's
struggling for a couple days.
Right.
A couple 0-4s.
Jeez, I mean, exactly. That guy was still here, Farhan, with a quick trigger, you know. Getting a lot of pinch hit appearances, though, when they bring in a righty.
Oh, goodness. All right. The Valkyries play Caitlin Clark in the morning. Breakfast tomorrow. Valkyries. Yeah, not kidding. They play at 9 a.m. tomorrow. Pre-game at 8:30. The Valkyries take on Caitlin Clark and the Fever, and you can hear the game on our dedicated channel, the Valkyries channel, on the Odyssey app. Download the app. Search Valkyries. You can watch the game on KPIX. Pre-game is indeed at 8:30. It's brought to you by the San Francisco Sheriff's Office. Your future begins here. 888-957-9570. We'll be back to wrap things up here in just a moment on Willard and Dibs. He just has a Curry-gasm. You just gave me a little Giants-gasm.
Now, back to
Will and Dibby
on 95.7 The Game.
I mean, what are you getting at?
Seems like you're very activated over there. Your pleasure sensors are on high.
You know what that would be?
That would be an activation sensor.
I also didn't say the first one today or any day recently. Grandy is blending two things that happened over like 1 year period.
You also, to be fair, said it didn't happen to you. You were actually talking about Tim Roy in that instance.
There you go.
Right.
He just has a Curry-gasm. Yeah.
It's pretty good.
That's what it is.
Because he'll make the call. And then he'll wait a couple seconds, and then that's when he growls the curry. Curry!
Well, it's kind of like when you don't even, he doesn't even know what else to say. You don't need to do play-by-play anymore. You just stop and overwhelmingly scream his name. And everybody knows what that means.
Curry!
That does not mean he missed.
Right.
Yep.
Dribble it off his foot, out of bounds.
That one went in. That one went in, and it was important.
Right.
So
it's a lot like the Mike Breen double bang where he goes with the bang, bang.
Hit it again.
Yeah, I mean, what else are you going to say?
What else are you going to say? Hey, before we go, this is fun? Question mark?
Okay.
Well, I don't like the whole, like, let's all bet on who's going to get fired first. It just feels a little rude.
before the season even starts.
Yeah, I mean, I know they all make plenty of money. Everybody's okay. But, like, I'm not rooting for anybody's downfall. I'm rooting for the teams I root for to win all of their games. I'm not rooting for people to have just complete overhauls and everyone loses jobs and you all stink and all of that. But this kind of caught my eye, and I wonder how everyone feels about it. You saw this too. You brought it up about an hour ago that we got the odds on the first NFL coach fired list.
It's so great.
Well, the first one is, I think, rather obvious.
I thought he was already fired. Honestly, when I looked at the list, I was like, Brian Daboll didn't lose his gig? Huh.
Well, but did the GM? Did the GM, the guy who's like, look, we could give you $11 million, Saquon, but not 12. That's just out of our range.
Right.
You guys like Devin Singletary? Let's go with Devin Singletary. Pretty much same thing. You know, Saquon Light, a little less production, but way less money. And then Saquon goes to Philadelphia, becomes the most important player in the NFL.
And Joe Schoen, their GM?
Yeah, it was whoever the guy was in the Hard Knocks thing.
Yeah,
that
he's still there.
Still there.
Yeah.
All right, good for him. But anyway, Brian Daboll, yes, at 4-1, is the favorite right now to be the first coach fired. I do not like what I'm looking at number two, which is clock, 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 clock.
Wow.
Mike McDaniel with the Miami Dolphins, who was the bee's knees the year before. And now, suddenly, with all of Tua's injuries, they can't win games, and now he's the second on the list at 5-1. But what really grabbed my attention, I'm sorry, Dibs, Kyle is too high on this list.
So high.
That this cannot be, this is a bad bet. So those of you Kyle haters out there, maybe this will excite you.
Possibly.
This is a terrible bet. Kyle Shanahan is listed at 16-1. And what did you say? Was it ninth?
I think he's ninth on the list.
Three, yep. Four, five, six. Yes, ninth on the list. There's no way in hell that he's the ninth most likely coach to get fired mid-season right now in the NFL. There's no way.
I agree with you. However, he's coming off a 6-11. So
yeah.
If you're not here in the market and you just saw what they did and you see three games that they blew and, you know, the team is getting older, and if they do get off to a struggling start, I'm sure that the people outside the market will be thinking that he would be somebody who could be on the hook. I don't see it.
I guess. I mean, I'm comforted by the fact that as soon as you get to his name, because he's right behind Brian Callahan in Tennessee, and they had the number one pick in the draft, so they're bad. But right after that, you start getting to a bunch of names that are really only there because they've been with their team for a while. Like, who's at the bottom of the list? Sure, Andy Reid and Nick Sirianni because they went to the Super Bowl.
Okay.
But then right after that, it's all the brand new coaches. It's Pete Carroll.
At the bottom.
It's Liam Cohen. In Jacksonville, it's Kellen Moore. In New Orleans, it's Aaron Glenn. In
New York.
With the Jets, it's Jim Harbaugh with the Chargers. It's all people who have been hired within the last 12 to 15 months.
Yep.
Right? So they're not going to get fired. Like, look who's right after Shanahan. Bowles in Tampa, they're winning. LaFleur in Green Bay, they're winning. Mike Tomlin in Pittsburgh, I mean, I know that's been all over the place, but they go
to
the,
every year.
Yeah, and he's Mike Tomlin. You know what I mean? And then right after, it's McVay in L.A. It's O'Connell in Minnesota. They won 1,000 games last year. You know what I mean?
Yeah, with quarterback questions, though.
Well, but that's
not. Is the kid any good?
But that's not him. He didn't draft. He didn't draft J.J. McCarthy. Like,
you gotta coach him up, though.
Right, but I'd argue when you get a new quarterback, that's right when you have some time.
You should.
You're allowed a little space.
And what
to
are
work
his odds?
On.
Like 60-1? They gotta be
40,
pretty high. Oh, wow.
40-1. You know, right next to Raheem Morris, right ahead of D'Amico Ryans,
yep.
McDermott in Buffalo, John Harbaugh in Baltimore. These people aren't going anywhere.
Untouchable. Now, who's at the top? I know Shane Steichen is one of them in Indy. And
Shane Steichen. So we mentioned Daboll and McDaniel.
Yep.
Steichen is next. Stefanski in Cleveland is fourth.
That makes sense because they're bad and they do things in a terrible way.
Well, and they just went completely to crazy space with regard to how they're building the quarterback room. I don't know. What's that going to look like?
Right. It's a competition between inept QBs.
Right. And like, you've been a veteran too long. You haven't been a rookie long enough. Let's get another rookie in there as well. And then let's sprinkle in a couple guys we just know aren't good. You know what I mean?
If you look at the list of their starting quarterbacks going back about 25 years, it is a hilarious list.
It's incredible.
There's some Spurgeon Win in there, and like, they can't even be a real thing.
Jonathan Gannon in Arizona is fifth. Zach Taylor in Cincinnati is sixth. That one I get. You miss the playoffs. You've got a lot of talent. And if it happens again, and you are in a very hard division, very hard division.
Yep.
So I get that one a little bit. Then the next one is, I give you $5 if you can name the head coach in Carolina.
Oh, Carolina? Oh, man.
You have the list in front of you.
No, I don't. I'm looking at the standings. Okay. I had the list in front of me before.
And you still don't know.
No.
Yeah.
I
don't even know if I'm pronouncing this
I know
correct.
Who it's not.
Who's it not?
I can honestly say I'm sort of built for
it
this.
It used to be him. That was like three coaches ago for them.
In 4 years.
Yeah, they changed their coach a lot. You know who it is, Grandy?
Yeah.
Are you looking at it?
No, I know. I can give you a hint.
No, I know who it is. I'm looking at the name.
Dibs a hint.
Sure, okay. And I'll get it wrong and you'll buzz me, and I'll see you in about 6 days in Vegas.
I think, wasn't he a coordinator in Tampa?
I don't know. I've never seen this name before in my life.
Bruce Arians?
Nah.
I mean, let's just get to the buzzer so I can go home.
Yeah, hit the buzzer.
Let's just cut to the chizace. Thank you.
Have you ever heard, is it pronounced Canales?
Dave Canales, correct.
Dave Canales. Dave Canales.
Thank you.
Yes, and he was the Tampa offensive coordinator.
Yeah, I believe you. I'm just like, whatever. I don't know. I couldn't even picture the guy.
Spent a lot of time with the Seahawks before that.
He could be sitting here in the room with us. I'd be like, oh, this guy's name is Dave. Go shake his hand. He's the head coach of the Panthers.
Sure.
So anyway, and then there's Callahan in Tennessee is eighth, and then we get to Kyle Shanahan.
Yeah. I mean, you can be mad at Kyle, and you can think that he's not doing a good job, but when you start to look at his job security, that's where I look at 14-1 or 16-1 or whatever it is. He's got crazy job security.
I agree with you. The only thing I will say is this, is you're right. You're coming off 6-11. You just spent a bunch of money on your QB, and you have a schedule that is perceived to be incredibly easy. So if you go 0-8, somebody's going to have to pay for something.
You're right. And I like the idea of perceived to be, because I did a serious deep dive, and I'll save the majority of the info for when I get back, but last year, their schedule was perceived to be like right in the middle, and it turned out to be incredibly much more difficult.
Very hard, right.
Because the teams that we thought were mediocre, a bunch of them were really good.
Right, but this time you've got more of a rest advantage, less of a travel issue, and this is factually a fourth-place schedule.
Right, but these teams that you have, and I looked at all the Super Bowl champs and what their schedule was based on the previous year's record and what it turned out to be, and there's some wild disparity in the positive for teams and also in the negative.
It's sports. There will be surprises.
Right.
No question.
And so last year, the Niners' schedule was a lot harder. Forget the rest disadvantage. The teams that they had turned out to be better than they thought.
Grandy, what are you about to do? What's happening?
We're going to hear your guys' conversation with Monty Poole coming up next.
Monty Poole.
Yeah.
Monty Poole.
Strong.
On the Warriors.
And maybe a little crossover on the back half? Or?
I haven't decided yet. All right. We'll figure it out.
Rube?
No, you guys played to that five. All I feel right. like it's a right. little.
He's a field player. I like that because you tune in at 6:30 and you don't know what he's going to go
where
with.
See the hour takes us.
Hit Rube again. Do it. You won't. All right. Whatever he does is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. You want to do it again tomorrow?
No, I'm off.
What about the day after that?
Trucky.
Were you ever going to see you again?
Golf tourney Friday, and then Monday I'll be hanging with the Grandy man in Vegas.
Vegas, baby.
I'll see you Vegas. Wednesday in a week from today for a day.
Coming in Wednesday, I'm getting married.
Ah, come on.
Dude, I ain't going to see you for like weeks.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Just do me a favor.
What?
Don't blow it. When she asks you the question, you know the answer.
She's not asking. The guy doing the wedding is going to be the one who asks.
Whatever.
If she says, do you take me to be your
law? You need to give a solid Steve Kerr answer. That's what I really want from you.
No, you don't. No, you don't.
I do. But
all right. Anyway. Right.
That's Have a good time. Congratulations. Enjoy your trip.
Hit him straight.
Right on, brother. I'll see you when I see you.
For Dibs, for Grandy, for Ken, I'm Mark. Shoot your shot. It's all you got.
I do, but...
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh, my God!
Whole scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam. Baby, this is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Yeah! Baseball is something else.
Yes.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.